Good morning. Our question today is we have reviewed 16 different heterim, or at least rationales, to be lenient when it comes to the prohibition that is brought in Shulchan Aruch and other poskim that it's prohibited to walk in front of somebody who is davening Shemoneh Esrei within four amos in front of him. And we brought so many heterim and kulas for this, brought by certain of the poskim, especially we brought from the Eshel of Ram from Betuch, and also we brought in the Tzitz Eliezer. So our question is, do we really have to be makbid about this issue? And the clear answer is yes. Rav Yosef Chaim Zunenfeld was asked, it's recorded in his Tshuva Sefer Shalmas Chaim, al davar she na'ase le'eza anashim keheter lavor lifnei hamispalo bebeis ha-kineses, on this that many people think that you're permitted to go in front of somebody davening Shemoneh Esrei. Do we have to be careful about it? Is it still an Isser? And Rav Zunenfeld paskin pshita shein kan heter. Obviously there's no heter here. So despite the fact that we brought down many heterim, a lot of the poskim don't agree with many of them that we brought, and we have to be strict about the halacha to the most extent possible, given the situation and the strength of the heter. Some of the heterim were weaker than others, and certain ones are going to be more relied on by the poskim, and we have to be careful to not be too lenient when it comes to this prohibition. The Sefer Ruach Chaim of Rav Rapalaji also, he says, people are simply not makbid about this. They don't pay attention to this issur. Obviously, we have to be paying attention to this issur. And the Shlach HaKadosh tells us, he's very instructive about how we should be careful that when we walk in front of somebody who's davening Shemoneh Esrei, and when we walk in front of somebody who's davening Kriyat Shema, we ruin their kavana. And he says we have to be very careful about, even when we come into shul, that when we come into shul, we shouldn't come in if people are saying the Kriyat Shema, especially the first pasuk of the Kriyat Shema, there being miyached the Shem Hashem, where being miyached HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem Echad, they need to have kavana then. They should not be coming into shul when people are davening the Shemoneh Esrei. He says, Roi Lizar, we should not even come into the shul at those times because it may negatively impact the Shemoneh Esrei, the Kriyat Shema's people. And he says, in addition, not only about the people walking in front, but the people who are davening. For example, somebody is davening B'yechidus, starts the Shemoneh Esrei after everyone, comes into shul and davens B'yechidus. They have to situate themselves as much as possible in an area that it's not going to disturb others, that they're not going to cause a problem, that people are going to be walking in front of them. So we have here, we have the imperative both on people not walking in front of others who are saying Shemoneh Esrei, and the people saying Shemoneh Esrei, if they're going to have elongated Shemoneh Esreis, or if they're davening B'yechidus, choose a good place to daven in the shul so they don't cause problems for others who will need to pass by. And in fact, there are a number of stories about the Gedolei Yisrael, that they were strict about adhering to these halachas, but also they were strict about people not davening in a place that it would cause others a problem when they needed to pass by. So, for example, it's brought in the Sefer Kilos Yaakov about the stipler, that there was a young boy who would oftentimes or always have a very elongated Shemoneh Esrei, and at one point he was davening and davening and davening, and the stipler was not able to get out. He actually measured by eyesight the sides of the boy. He eyeballed it. Would he be able to pass by and be able to successfully get through without violating the halacha of passing by somebody davening Shemoneh Esrei? And he was not able, so he was stuck. And after the boy finally finished his Shemoneh Esrei, the Sefer says that the stipler said to him, rebuked him, Ma'ata mazik es harabim, you are causing damage to the rabim by davening in that place and people cannot pass by. And he instructed the boy that he should daven by the eastern wall of the shul so it wouldn't disturb anyone who wanted to walk by thereafter, because he would have situated himself in a place that he wouldn't disturb others. And there's a similar story about the Divrei Chaim from Sanz, that there was an Avrech, somebody who was learning in Kolel, and he had a very long Shemoneh Esrei, and the Rav Chaim of Sanz wanted to go out, but he wasn't able to because he was strict about the halacha that you you're not allowed to pass in front of somebody who's davening Shmoneh Esrei. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. And finally, when that Avreich finished his Shmoneh Esrei, Rabbi Chaim Yisans told him off. He gave him rebuke on his chutzpah that he prevented the rabbim, the tzibur, from being able to leave the shul, the base medrash. So we see here, when it comes to both sides of it, that the people who are davening, they have to be careful to put themselves in a place that they won't be disturbing others who want to pass by, especially if they have long Shemoneh Esrei. And also we see the Gedolei Yisrael, that they were strict about this, that even if people were standing in places that they shouldn't have, even though they're standing in aisleways or by doors, they were strict to not walk in front of them, because it is indeed brought Mefurosh on Shulchan Aruch to not pass in front of somebody who is davening Shemoneh Esrei within four amos in front of the individual who is davening. Have a wonderful day.